Well, it's another exciting lineup. We start on the Friday evening with Will Self, who I think everybody knows, and he opens the festival at 7:30, and he is our Golding speaker, so that's sponsored by the Golding Estate. Then on the Saturday, we've got Frank Gardner, the BBC security correspondent.
Yes, a man who's no stranger to this programme, actually. He'll be brilliant.
Oh, he'll be fantastic. He has written the second book in his fictional thriller trilogy, and this is called Ultimatum, so that's Frank. And then we've got, I don't know if you've heard of it, a fantastic book called His Bloody Project by Graham McRae Burnett.
I haven't, no.
This was shortlisted for the Man Booker Prize, and it's one of those sort of word-of-mouth books. I've read it and I absolutely adored it. It's set in Applecross in Scotland, and it's a sort of whodunit, but based on a sort of true story. Fantastic. Then also in crime, we've got John Stock, who's a local author. You may have had a chance to talk to him, I don't know. He is writing under the name of J.S. Munro on for this one. It's called Find Me, and it's a sort of spy novel, a thriller spy novel.
I'm trying to remember how many years you've been running now as a Litfest.
I thought you'd ask me that. I think it's eight.
8 years. So is this the eighth year?
Yeah.
Great.
And it does seem to get, well, you know, yeah, but it does seem to get better and better.
It really does, yeah. No, I agree with you there, absolutely. When is it this year?
This year it's from the 28th of September. We start with a poet on Thursday night and some school. We do lots of school outreach stuff. 28th of September to the 1st of October.
Great, OK. And where?
We're in Marlborough, predominantly in the Town Hall and also in the Whitehorse Bookshop. So it's all quite contained. Mm. Very easy to walk from venue to venue.
I was going to say, yes. It does get quite busy, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It gets very busy. And that's good. It creates a little buzz. And we have a cafe in the Town Hall. And it's good. It's good fun. Looking forward to it.
And for people, you know, speaking like Frank Gardner, as you say, and possibly Will Self as well, do people need tickets for these? Or is it just turn up on the night?
I'm afraid 100% tickets. Things do sell out pretty fast. We've now, our name is a bit on the map, and things do sell out fast. So it's best to apply early either online or through the bookshop. But I'm afraid there's nothing available yet, but just put it in your diary. Tickets probably get available in July, I think it is. So keep looking out, keep looking on the website.
And, yeah.
Get in early was my suggestion.
Well, indeed, you can find out more details about this year's Marlborough Lit Festival on the website. And as you say, quite rightly, Kay, keep looking for when tickets go on sale. So we need the all-important website address.
It is www.marlboroughlitfest.org.
Simple as that, marlboroughlitfest.org.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right. Yeah.
And I guess you're, even before this one's underway, you'll be planning for 2018.
Yes, we are.
Already?
Yes, we are. It doesn't stop, and it's great fun, and that's all part of it. You know, we all enjoy it. We all do it for nothing. We do it because we love it, and aren't we lucky?
What do you love about it, though?
I love the contact with the authors. I love the pleasure it gives people. I love the authors we manage to get to schools. The school's involvement is very important. It's just creating something that people can enjoy.